Hi, I'm Akila.
And I'm Anushka.
And you're listening to
Through the Fifth Dimension.
In this episode, we will be talking about toxic masculinity and how it impacts every section of our society.
Akila, boys will be boys.
Exactly, and they're not meant to cry either.
And boys from this generation really need to learn how to man up.
Exactly, because being emotional is a girly trait.
So these are phrases I'm sure you've all heard in today's time. These are phrases that perpetuate toxic masculinity. So before we start, Akila, what do you think is toxic masculinity?
Okay, I feel like it would be better explained if I just gave an example. Say a guy is talking to his other guy friend, and he makes a joke about something he's insecure about. And the guy gets offended and he's like, hey, I'm not comfortable with that. And then, you know, the other guy, they're just going to be like, hey, that is not something you're supposed to be offended about. It was just a joke, like, you know, reference to our old episode. Like, you know, they'll call him a snowflake or say he's not being manly enough.
Sensitive.
Yeah, sensitive, emotional. All these words are just thrown around because apparently men are not supposed to do that.
Yeah, and stop crying like a girl.
Exactly. That sentence has annoyed me since I was like 6.
Oh my god. But I'm going to go ahead and give a formal definition of toxic masculinity so just we have like a baseline understanding. So toxic masculinity is a limiting and harmful societal standard set for men. It's a toxic school of thought that encourages and promotes men to harm not only themselves, but society as well by glorifying the notion of manliness and men being associated with aggression, stoicism, homophobia, and dominance. It restricts and chains every man to a specific stereotype and shames those who don't by making them feel not worthy of their gender. So now that we have this base to start off from, I feel like it's so important to talk about the notion of manliness to begin with.
Exactly. I feel like, for me personally, a lot of times when I look at gender, I look at it very, like, subjectively. I don't think there's, like, a specific set of rules for for a gender to be. Like, if you're a woman, like, I don't think, like, oh, you have to follow these rules to be a woman. If you're a man, I don't think you have to follow these rules. So, for me personally, maybe this sounds a little bit biased when I say I don't think there's a specific criteria for you to be manly. I think if you think something is manly, it can be manly. Like, gender is so subjective to me. So when I hear words like, oh, you're being too girly, or like, you're not acting like a man, I get really annoyed, because what does that even mean? Like, I know.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, okay, our society is built on patriarchal views, but like, it's, what are these rules? Because sometimes they're like contradictions of themselves.
Yeah, and I feel like our generation, like, I'm talking specifically to our generation because we are representatives of that. I feel like we've really broken that mold that's been placed in them. Like, for example, like, we are a very gender fluid generation. I feel like we're moving towards that, like, side of it. We're flowing that side. Like, I feel like people are just really growing out of the whole thing of gender as a whole. Because as you see, like, obviously new genders are coming up, people are finding new things they find themselves comfortable with. And I don't really want to be restricted to one gender, to one label. So I feel like having these sort of, like, notions of manliness or femininity is so toxic now. It's like, it's chaining you to what? To standards that we've outgrown such a long time ago. To standards are so toxic to our physical and mental well-being.
One thing, when I said, like, some of these rules, for example, can be contradictions of themselves, what I mean by that, let me give an example. So say, like, you hear, like, you see, like, a man who's upset, and someone else tells him, hey, don't be so emotional, okay, because men are not supposed to do that. Instead, they'll be like, hey, but, like, they'll be fine with if the man is, like, really angry for some reason. But they don't realize that being emotional, like, anger is also an emotion, bro. Like, what do you mean? Okay, don't be emotional, but it's okay if you go punch a wall because you're upset.
Exactly, and that's so harmful. Like, what are you trying to preach? Okay, so I feel like this culture of toxic masculinity really teaches, like, young boys and, like, men, basically, to, like, be very not vulnerable. Like, they're not allowed to be open about their emotions because that's weak and that's unmanly, and that's, like, completely, like, what women are. Like, that's a very misogynistic view that I've seen and I've heard about, that people kind of really relate being emotional with being feminine.
Exactly.
And that's why it's so, like, it's it's viewed as like kind of so weak and disgusting in a man. And that's so sad because this is natural to cry, to feel bad, to feel vulnerable, to feel offended is a very normal thing. And you have every right to feel that and to express that.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of toxic masculinity is also like built up on misogyny and homophobia because for some people that sentence might not make sense. But if you really think about it, men in the fear of seeming too like emotional or like sensitive and all these words that for some reason have a negative connotation to them.
Yeah, which shouldn't they? Really
they shouldn't because being sensitive, you're really just protecting your own peace, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and you're setting your boundaries. Exactly. If, for example, you make a joke and that offends me and I'm like, no, hey, I felt bad.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make you weak. That's you setting your boundaries.
Exactly. And like, using traits such as being emotional and sensitive, which are not even meant to be negative, they have a negative connotation, and then associating them with femininity and women and just like everything but a masculine man. Like even I don't know if being emotional is associated with gay men, but for some reason everything that's girly is associated with gay men, which I don't understand because okay, this is another topic, but it's like you can be gay and not girly. You can be gay and, like, manly according to societal norms. Yeah. Like, being gay is just, like, you're attracted to the same gender. There's nothing related to how you act or your mannerisms.
Yeah. And for the time being, we're using words like girly and manly just so it's easier for us to understand. But obviously, like, your gender, see, like, what you are, what you identify as, is how you feel and what you're, like, obviously born with, but you can change that, those are different circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But just because you have certain characteristics doesn't make you any less of a woman or any less of a man or any other gender that you identify as. I just feel like a lot of guys feel forced to talk about women and talk about a lot of, like, topics in a specific way because of how their friend groups talk.
Exactly. Right? I feel like zesty is like a common term that's used, and I'm pretty sure that's AAVE, which is African American Vernacular English, but that's another topic. It's just like it's come up recently and it's kind of become like what people call as Gen Z slang, but like whatever. So being zesty apparently is how like gay men act, or like be a man acting too girly, which I find really problematic. Like, although, like, I get it, it's just a way of categorizing how some people act, it's still kind of toxic because, like, a man could literally just be dancing and then some other dude would be like, oh my god, you're zesty, oh my god, you're gay.
Which I mean, that's also, understood. Like, fruity. Fruity, right?
Yeah, fruity is also, like, a term, but, like, I feel like...
That's to just say, like, gay, right?
Yeah, that is to say gay, but, like, I feel like people use that a lot as well. Like, fruity, sus, zesty, those are the words that people use. Sus. Yeah.
And but I don't feel like it's always, like, used in a negative way or something. It's not always. I use fruity. I use,
it's like, not always sus, used like, in a negative way. But I feel like mostly what I've seen, at least online, like, I see a man who's not very, like, I don't know what masculine even is. But, like, okay, according to social norms, a man who's, like, slightly less manly than people want him to be. Like, for example, he's listening to a Taylor Swift song.
Oh, my God. I really wanted to talk about... Also, okay, finish your point. Then we really need to get into Taylor Swift. Yeah. And man. Like, what is the problem?
Yeah, and I never really understood how, like, listening to, like...
Music.
Like, music or, like, the way you dress, the way you act, like... You can, like, move your hand in a particular way and people be like, oh my god, that guy is gay. That is so annoying to me. Like, it's not just homophobia. It's like, can men not act in, like,
a normal... Any way they feel comfortable?
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like, if you... Okay, obviously I'm not saying we should discriminate women as well. This is not the way I'm saying it. Like, but it's like...
Guys, you don't... Just to bring up somebody does not mean you're pushing somebody else down. Just to say that.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, if we're fine with women, I don't know, acting manly, then why aren't we fine with men acting feminine?
You know, I don't feel like anything is considered okay. Like, that breaks...
Exactly. It's norm. Obviously, it's all about, like, the particular individual, and you can never satisfy the entirety of our society. There's like 8 billion people on this world, and people always have their own
perspectives.
There's
no point also
in but it's honestly so annoying that as a society people can't come to the conclusion that men can act however they want, women can act however they want, anyone can act however they want. Like, why is it a problem? Like, is it harming you that a man is wearing a skirt, a dress,
nail polish?
Yeah, you saw that whole like Candace Owens Harry Styles thing. We talked about this in our first episode, right?
We did, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like I don't know, this is more of an extension to that episode because that was like more about like just gender norms in general.
I feel like if you guys want to get like a really good like full view on what we're talking about, you should go listen to like our old episodes too.
Yeah. We talked about it in the first episode, and another episode we brought it up, but like not too much. But like the first episode is where we like really...
I really wanted to bring up one thing before it like slips my mind. Is this whole relation with like music and like specific genres that people like... It's like, as you said, it's a guy's like, oh, I listen to Taylor Swift. He'll be like, ew, you're so like fruity.
Yeah.
Or like, you're so, like, what
or
is
or, like, Britney Spears or, like, typically...
Like, I swear, it's so difficult to get a guy to be like, yeah, I like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, exactly. In my opinion, goddess. Okay? Guys, I just heard that she broke up with Joe Alwyn. I'm not okay. And...
Literally, I do not care, but...
Oh, my God. I care. Okay, I care. But, yeah, like, the problem here is that if you listen... to Taylor Swift, it's not gonna make you any less of a man. If you listen to a girl in red, it's not gonna make you gay. Like, I don't get the point. I don't get the point of classifying people like that.
Exactly. Like, we've talked about this in our first episode, but putting like a gender to an object or like a mannerism,
like correlating those two things
is so weird to me, because what's next? Like, watching a movie is only for women.
It is Barbie, like
oh my god, yeah, it's like,
everything is related.
Obviously, like, ever since we were younger, we've always been like our gender has always been pushed onto us, right? Like,
yeah,
since we were younger, girls play with dolls, boys play with cars, whatever.
Hot wheels.
So it's like, I get it, like, it's always been pushed upon us. And the thing is, it's not just toxic masculinity. I'm pretty sure toxic femininity also is...
Like, it is a thing, yeah.
It is a thing. Like, I know it's a thing. But, like, I'm pretty sure it's also becoming more relevant in our generation. Like, I feel like we're going steps forward, but going steps back.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's so alarming when we see these steps, like, people, like, society moving backward. It's because it's, like, we're being so open about these issues, and that people who still invalidate them and still make sure that we're, like, moving backwards.
Yeah, and it's, like, when... One thing I've seen a lot is, like... and I feel like this falls under mainly, like, when men act... Like, don't adhere to social norms. Like, people will act like it's the end of the world. Literally, I've seen some, like, Instagram reel comments. So, they're, like... Like, they see a man who's wearing makeup, and they'll be, like... The world is doomed, guys. Like, it's over. Like, I get it, it's a joke, like, the way they say it. But it's, like, that's what they genuinely feel. Like, when they see, like, mostly people who are not adhering to social norms or who are literally, like, part of the queer community, they act as if this is, like, some huge... Like, they act as if an asteroid is about to hit them, bro. It's, like, relax. It's, like, chill, dude. And one more thing, it's like they're getting emotional over this. Like, that you're still showing emotions.
I know. Genuinely, I do not get the obsession with other people's actions. Like, let them do what they're doing, right? How does it affect you? But I really want to talk about toxic masculinity's implications on young boys, because that's where it starts, right? This is a very long-standing standard that has negatively impacted our society. It's been there, it's generational. So I feel like it's because at these young ages that these boys are taught to associate like being expressive with weak or like liking like certain things with being feminine, that they're like this now, and that they bottle their emotions and they repress their emotions, and it really leads to having dysfunctional emotional responses.
Exactly.
And also depression. Like, imagine being told that your personality can only encompass so much, and then like you're not being able to express the other parts of your personality because you're going to be shamed for it. Like, of course that's going to lead to problems, right? Of course you're going to be like mentally affected by that.
Yeah, and I feel like there's like this specific mold that they're meant to fit into, and it's really annoying, because obviously that happens with women as well, but I feel like with women people are way more open about it, because we
And also, like, with women, of course, we come with our own, you know, baggages, pieces of, like, things holding us down. But, like, at least we have like healthy communicative like action, like habits, right? We're being taught
because that's again like comes from, oh, women are meant to be emotional, women are, and I feel like that in a sense that has given us an advantage because we're not like emotionally, we're not like,
yeah, we're not at least bottled up like,
yeah, that. At least like societally is that a word?
no I don't think that's a word. No, but, like, it's at least see, like, we're not taught to be embarrassed about like expressing our emotions and communicating what's wrong in a healthy manner. But exactly. It's so sad, and I feel like it's so unfair that boys are taught that they're not allowed to sort of communicate.
One more thing is, like, I said this before, right? Like, yeah. They're not supposed to be vulnerable to women, but only with men. But then again, some people...
They're not allowed to be vulnerable with anyone.
That's what some people will say. They're not allowed to be vulnerable at all. So what are you supposed to listen to? Like, there are these,
that's
like...
That's how they go and hit walls. Like, that's a joke, guys. But, like, that's the thing. Like, I just find it really upsetting because I feel like they don't really have... that taught that they're just not allowed to, like, let their emotions out. And that... Mm. Like, that's going to lead to so many problems.
That's what... And I've... Okay, this specific thing really pisses me off. Because whenever I bring up men's mental health to, like, a man who's, like, I don't know, toxically masculine... What do I... How do I term this? But, like, whenever I bring up men's mental health... or, like, I've seen this also happen, like, on Instagram and things like that, on social media. Whenever someone brings up men's mental health, they're like, oh, yes, of course it matters. But then... The people with, like, this toxic mental health, toxic masculinity mindset, they'll say, yeah, it matters. But then when it's their turn to actually, you know, like, your actions speak louder than words, right?
Yeah, of course.
And it's like, when is their turn to actually, you know, put that thing into practice
yeah.
They don't do it. Like, they'll say, yes, men's mental health matters. Men's suicide rates are, like,
and they make so many jokes about it.
But then, they'll go and make fun of their guy friend about something he's insecure about. Yeah. And, you know. But then again, they'll be like, no, men's mental health matters. Which is, like, it's so annoying when people are, like, being so hypocritical.
So I really want to actually dive into the causes or contributions, like what contributes to toxic masculinity. So I feel like we can really like bring it down to like three things. So first, it's that it's a product of passed down generational values.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the sort of family you grew up in. It's what your parents preach to you. Like, for example, if your father like taught you like, oh, crying is for women, or if your, you know, mother taught you that, or like boys are strong, like these are sort of phrases and beliefs that sort of ingrain themselves into people's heads, and then they obviously correlate that with being a man or with being a guy, right? And that's how it continues. Mm-hmm. So it could be because of like a dysfunctional family environment, or like just exposure to such like harsh, toxic, masculine like beliefs from a young age.
Exactly.
And I feel like the next one could even be because of peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when your peers are like that, right? When they constantly preach this lifestyle or culture of toxic masculinity, you eventually succumb to that. You'll eventually start living your life like that too.
Yeah.
Wait, circling back to a product of generational like values and all, I feel like domestic violence also really plays into toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
When you grew up in a household which is obviously, like, somebody in your household is victim to domestic violence, especially when it's, like, the father who plays out that act, then I feel like the kids, the sons in that situation that grew up to believe in that too.
Yeah, I feel like, I haven't seen the show, but, like, I feel like one example of, like, a kid being influenced by their father a lot because... You know,
Nate Jacobs. Yeah,
that's his name, right?
Yeah, yeah, from Euphoria.
I've seen like people talk about him. I haven't seen the show, but I've seen people talk about how, because his parent is like his father, who is like his main like
man idol.
I don't know, but like who is his main like? Basically, you know how like if you're a son, you're meant to like, you know, follow in your father's footsteps. He didn't want to do that, and he ended up becoming this really toxically masculine guy. And in a way, he did become like him. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, because I haven't seen the show.
I haven't seen it either.
But, like, that's one thing that's really interesting to me is the way, like... Not interesting. That's not the right word. But I feel like it's... it's just passed down. It's like, yeah. it keeps going on forever. And I'm thinking about the fact that, like, okay, women, for us at least, a lot of people have realized, since we did have, like, a really intense history, like, you know, women didn't have rights, you know. Like, we've come we so have far. A plot. Like, yeah, so we're, like, in a way, like, when we started progressing from just, like, getting basic rights up till, like, breaking social norms. And, like, people have realized, yes, obviously women can break social norms. But why is it that men are still stuck there? Like, yes, men have always been more privileged than women.
Cycle. Yeah, they're still stuck in it.
Exactly. Men have always been more privileged than women. But at the same time, they have their own struggles too. But why are they not allowed to break social norms? Like, why are they just, like, stuck stagnant?
Yeah, but I also want to bring up the third, like, I said you could break down to three ways, right? The third way is social media. It's because, like, obviously social media is so wonderful in so many ways. Like, obviously our podcast is through social media. Yeah. Like, we market it through social media. But there's so many things that are online that could instigate and perpetuate a lot of negative, like, lifestyles, mindsets, beliefs. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that goes a long way for toxic masculinity. Like, for example, our favorite example, Andrew Tate. So I feel like when you're exposed to stuff like that online and constantly and in such, like, in so much abundance, it really takes a toll on you. And it could, like, set you deeper into that cycle.
Yeah. And the thing is, I've seen some really, really disturbing clips of him just saying the most violently misogynistic things I've ever heard. Oh, and the people in the comments would be like, oh my god, yes, he's the like, he's so manly and this is how men are supposed to act.
The epitome of manliness.
Yeah, and in a way that is like, not in a way, it is genuinely so saddening to see, because especially I thought at least after, like, they've literally seen him get arrested for doing things as insane as, like, sex trafficking. Yes. That, like, even after that, people are still fans of him. Boys our age, literally our age, are fans of him. And that is really, like, it's scary to me. The way, like, he, especially, okay, one thing I've noticed after Andrew Tate and before Andrew Tate, like, obviously, misogynists are everywhere.
I feel like they became more outspoken.
Yeah, exactly. They're being more confidently misogynistic now that they've seen this huge personality with these same thoughts.
And this huge personality with such a strong fan base.
Exactly.
Because it's like when you see, like, unity around you, it's like, for example, if you see so many people, like, agree with you and say, yeah, you are right, you should slap a woman and then take her on a date, you're gonna do that.
I'm pretty sure he said that exact thing. Like, something like that.
Okay, I don't know, guys. Don't come at me. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's also because of that. So you need to be really careful of what you're, like, sort of absorbing online. But, okay, we really need to get into the signs of toxic masculinity.
See, now you can just directly tell, you know, it's like not like the signs, they just have that energy.
We can obviously tell energy wise not, but also I'm gonna take out some points that I found while researching for this topic. So we're gonna just discuss that and tell me what you think.
Yeah,
okay. So one is violence. Obviously men are often taught that they need to showcase, like, dominance and assert, like, aggression and
patriarchal violence. Views again.
So, obviously, I just want to say violence doesn't only hurt the man who's sort of victim to this mindset, but also the people around him.
Definitely.
Yeah, like, please, oh my god, the people who they assert that, like, violent actions onto, please be careful. Like, don't. Being violent, being more aggressive will not make you more manly.
Exactly.
Like, it's, I don't even know. Okay, next point is homophobia. I feel like this is the biggest telltale sign.
I don't understand. Okay. Even not just, like, people who act gay according to society.
Yeah.
It's like if a man shows his support for the queer community, he's suddenly seen, like, oh, you're not manly because you support the LGBTQ community. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Genuinely, I've heard some people say that, like, men don't support the LGBTQ community.
That's so odd. Like, first of all, I'll never understand hating somebody on the basis of who they're attracted to, who they're in love with. Like, it's none of your business.
Yeah.
But the thing is, homosexuality is sort of seen as, like, a deviation from traditional masculinity. It's basically homosexuals are seen as less masculine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why toxic masculinity really, like, thrives off of this harmful model that being gay is equivalent to being not masculine.
Exactly.
And that's why, like, so many, like, you can hear, like, a lot of slurs being used as insults.
Mm.
Like, as we said, like, zesty, as fruity. Like, those are used
those
as...
Those aren't slurs, exactly, like, but,
okay,
like...
I don't want to say the slurs.
Yeah, but, like, you know, obviously, you can't say the
yeah,
slurs.
Yeah, so, like,
but...
a lot of words which are basically, like, related, affiliated with, like... LGBTQ.
Derogatory.
Yeah,
source.
It's you said derogatory, and it's so mm-hmm. upsetting. Honestly, yeah. so upsetting. Another thing is being promptuous. A lot of men are often like really praised for having like a very active sexual life mm-hmm. or like whatever, and women are shamed for that. But we're not
exactly.
gonna get too much into that because.
Can I give an example?
Of course, yeah.
Podcast men.
Oh my god.
I don't want to be associated with them just for this one reason. It's like, it's like. These men will spew the most misogynistic things. They'll be like, I saw this one podcast guy, and he was like, if a woman posts on her Instagram, she is cheating and she is showing off her body for other men to see. But if a man...
Oh my god, why?
If a man kisses another woman, that's fine. He said that exact thing. And I wasn't even shocked. Like, I was like, oh, okay. Like, this is so typical for them to say at this point, like, these toxic...
But why? What does that do? Like, it boils my blood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this genuine slut shaming all really, like, oh my god, it hits a spot. Like, I hate it.
Exactly. Like, are you meant to, like, if you're not misogynistic, does that make you less of a man? Like, is that a thing?
Yeah.
I don't get these people, bro.
But moving on, like, from that, mm-hmm. I feel like the correlated point is sexual aggression towards women.
Exactly.
So toxic masculinity often encourages the idea that men are sort of entitled to a woman's body.
Yeah.
And that's why they're free to make, like, sexual comments, to, like, sort of harass them. Like, you know, when yeah. What is that called? Wait, when somebody's, like, walking in the road and you scream.
Catcalling.
Ah, yeah. So, like, that's why, like, catcalling is so common. Because people feel like they're entitled to make that. And I feel like the woman should be flattered for hearing those comments. But honestly, imagine, like, 9 a.m. trying to walk to work.
Mm-hmm.
And a man is just constantly, like, objectifying you on the road. Like, it's not really great.
Like, I don't get this. Like, I... Also, like, I made, like, a small list of things that are typically... men are not supposed to do. Like, first of all, men being comfortable with each other, like, you know, showing physical affection, that's seen as gay or like girly.
Zesty.
Then being emotional, we've already talked about this. Music they listen to for some reason.
Oh my god, I'll never understand that. Why? What is the issue with Taylor Swift? Can people stop
it? I don't get it. And then makeup, which is like, it's odd to me because you're literally just painting your face. Like, what is...
Man, I will never understand the hate towards makeup.
Yeah, like...
For real.
And I get that, like, okay, society is obsessed with, like, categorizing and, you know, women are meant to... Okay. It's all so confusing to me. And then there's dancing. If you ever hear, like, a man say, oh, I do ballet, and then you see, like, the type of looks he gets.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know, like, every time I've heard, like... I've heard of, like, male ballerinas. People just associate them with being gay.
Exactly. And then, like...
It's just assumed.
Yeah. And then clothing.
Oh,
like,
my God.
If a man wears a skirt, if a man wears
like
a dress...
best example of this is Harry Styles.
Oh, my
and
God.
People are literally trying to force him to come out about his sexuality, which
that's
is...
That's a whole different topic, and I'm, like, very neutral about that. But I feel like, in general, like, if it's about, like, men wearing dresses or skirts, I don't get what's the problem. Because women wear pants... And this is, again, not me saying that if you're going to be racist, not racist, if you're going to be discriminatory towards one, you should be discriminatory towards the other. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying that if we're going to progress as a society, we have to progress both ways, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like even feminism, if we're going to say, okay, women are meant to, not meant to, women can do whatever they want. They can wear... pants, they can wear suits, they can do this, they can do that, which are typically associated with men. Then men can do things that are typically associated with women as well. Like, feminism is all about equality, right? So it really boils my blood when I see women saying things like this.
Yeah.
Because, okay, I can personally understand, like, there's a lot of, like, internalized toxic masculinity. Is that a term?
Misogyny, internalized misogyny.
Yeah, internalized misogyny when women tell each other, okay, women are supposed to do this. Like, obviously that makes me mad, but I understand that it's because of your personal experience, what you've been told. So I can also understand other men being toxic masculine, even toxically masculine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though it's bad, like, I can understand where they're coming from because they've always been hearing these things. But when I hear a woman start to, like, I don't know if oppression is the right term.
Start kind of forcing their beliefs. Yeah. You mean. But wait, one sec. Mm-hmm. I have a bone to pick with that.
Yeah.
I feel like it's very important for people to understand that there's a difference between having preferences too.
Yeah.
Just because I prefer a man who has certain qualities or characteristics, it doesn't mean that I'm valuing him more as a man or identifying him more as a man than any other man. Exactly. It's just that I'm more attracted to those characteristics. And I feel like a lot of people just really go at that point. Seeing, like, for example, if I'm like, I want a guy who's taller than me, and people will be like, oh, look at all women that don't associate short men with being masculine. Exactly. That's not true. Like, I don't get the...
And I feel like social media has a huge role when it comes to things like this. Like,
of course, it's a major contribution.
What women are not attracted to. And I've seen, when I was researching for this topic, I've seen a lot of women come up and be like, hey, these are traits that we don't want to see in men. And I'm like, what are you doing, bro? This is like a very, like, this is kind of like reverse, they're misandry, basically.
Yeah, sorry.
Like, it's so annoying because, okay, what do you mean? Okay, I've seen this one girl, she's like, if a man acts feminine, she doesn't even give a definition of what is feminine in her eyes. And that's so, like, saddening to see, because it's like, what if a man just wants to be himself, and then he sees this this video of her being like, oh, women don't want this, and then everyone thinks, yeah, this is not what men are supposed to do, women are not attracted to this, and that's not manly. It's all so complicated, and it doesn't have to be this complicated. Like, just let people do what they want. And I can understand she has a preference for that, but the way she's generalizing women, like, she was like, women don't want this. She didn't say, I don't want this.
Yeah, it's very important to clarify your own preferences, because you don't know how much, like, impact you'd be making, negative impact.
Yeah.
But moving on, there are three more, like, signs or telltales of toxic masculinity. One of them is stoicism. So that's basically, that stems from the concept of men being dominant and strong. Mm-hmm. And sort of the idea of showing emotion is considered very feminine. So we've talked about this notion the entire episode. So I feel like we don't really need to dive that much into it. It's just that, please don't consider being emotional or being open about your feelings feminine. Like, not even feminine. Don't consider it, like, weak or taking away from your thing.
Manliness. Of,
yeah, that's it. It's not. And also, like, yeah, this sort of really leads to unfair, like, expectations or standards of men needing to be, like, strong. Like, forget, like, physically, but also mentally.
Exactly.
Like, imagine, like, if you go through a lot, like, let's say, if it's okay to, like, have a moment where you stop and, like, you
breathe.
Yeah, breathe, cry. Out. Yeah, like, it's all right to open up. There's nothing wrong with it. So please remember that.
Yeah.
The other two, so one is need for control. I feel like this is the one we should really
This is the
about.
Biggest one, to be honest.
Yeah. So dominance and power play a very big role in this entire, like, toxic masculinity culture. That's, like, arguably the leading characteristic of what toxic masculinity is, what the signs of toxic masculinity are. So what do you think of that need for control?
I feel like a lot of times, like, yes, of course, this is like, it just takes us back to the 19th century, bro. Like, like, the way, like, women were not allowed to do this and that, and men are always in control, like, they have all the responsibility. And again, responsibility, I think that's a huge one, because say a man wants to, have you ever heard the term house husband?
Oh my god, yeah, and it's so hated on. It's so shame.
I saw this one TikTok, not TikTok, reel, of this man just being like, hey, my wife does all the work, and I stay at home and stay at home, cook for her, take care of the kids.
Yeah. People
in the comments were furious. Okay, they were like, this is not what men do. But when a woman does that, it's fine. Why is that fine? Like, what is the difference? I don't get it. Like, I get it, like, okay, that was how it was in the 19th century, but are we not moving forward? Like, are we never going to move forward from this?
Yeah. That's weird. Yeah. I feel like this can really be seen in dating culture. Also, mm-hmm. Date culture.
Yeah.
Like, the need for control. Like, a man has to be the one to ask out a woman. He
has to pay for all the food. Yeah, he has to do this and that. It's like, there's a difference between being like, oh, like, I want to do this for her because, like, I like her. Or like, there's a difference between, like, that and, like, his friends pressuring him, being like, hey, man up, you should be the one to ask her out.
Yeah.
And that's really annoying to me. And before, like, a podcast man comes for me, just, like, saying, like, okay, what if toxic masculinity, there is toxic masculinity, but what about toxic femininity?
There is. We're not denying toxic femininity. In fact, I feel like we really touched upon toxic femininity in so many of our episodes. Mm-hmm. We're not denying it. Of course, we are aware that a lot of unfair expectations are put on men because of toxic femininity.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, in this episode, we're focusing on the toxic masculinity side of it. So don't, like, take it as, like, everything being placed upon the guy and saying all the issues are because of men. It's not.
Yeah.
That's not how it is.
And even, like, if anyone wants to know, toxic femininity refers to the adherence to the gender binary in order to receive conditional value in patriarchal societies. That's, like, the given definition that I found through my research. And I feel like this, like, sums it up pretty well, because that applies to toxic masculinity as well. Like, it is adherence to patriarchal views and just in a way to, like, please society. It's like, you're not acting like your true self, you're just fitting into this mold just because you feel like you have to, otherwise your manliness is taken away from you, or your femininity is taken away from you if you're a woman, you know. It really gets on my nerves.
The last telltale sign of toxic masculinity that we're going to be touching upon in this episode is risk taking. Now, I feel like this is a sort of underlying one people won't really understand.
Yeah.
But being, like, brave, being courageous, and being really, like, fearless, even in, like, really insane situations, is considered a characteristic of toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
So, basically, like, driving really recklessly, or, like, taking a lot of drugs, or, like, performing, like, really dangerous activities.
Yeah.
It's seen, like, when a guy does that, it's seen as being more manly. Like, that ups his value of being a man.
And if he can't do that... you know, like, they say, like, oh, you're such a pussy.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that, but I was like, oh, like...
Yeah, and it's typically, like, being scared is typically associated with
again,
women.
Yeah, toxic,
like,
femininity.
Don't scream like a girl, don't be scared like a girl,
oh
don't
my God,
cry
no,
like a girl.
That gives me BP, those comments.
Because every time, when I was, like, younger, every time I heard, like, don't cry like a girl, it really pissed me off, not just, like, from my side, like, as a girl. It also pissed me off from the guy's side, because what do you mean don't cry like a girl?
What do you mean don't run like a girl? Excuse me, I did
running. And it's like one time, one time I saw this guy in my class. He was, like, his shorts were, like, a little shorter than usual.
Oh my God.
And then this girl comes up to him. She's like, are you a girl? Why are your shorts so short? What do you mean?
Oh my God.
Like, I thought shorts were a man thing. What is this new thing? You can't have two short shorts? What does that mean?
I've seen this. Okay, yeah. Guys, just stop. Stop, like, judging. Okay, stop the judgment. But I feel like we're, like, nearing the end of our episode. So, obviously, we didn't just want to rant about everything about toxic masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should step aside and take a few minutes to discuss how toxic masculinity can be stopped. What can you do if you find yourself sort of being victim to this sort of mindset?
Mm-hmm.
And how can you break away from this toxicity?
I feel like one thing is to... The first thing you can do is to, like, reevaluate what you want yourself to be.
Yeah, sort of disassociate from society's expectations, from society's beliefs and
obviously
stereotypes.
Obviously, it's very hard. It won't happen overnight.
You know, it sounds simple, but, like, it is difficult. It's like... You know, I know this is really strange, but it's like... body dysmorphia, in a sense. It's like you constantly see something else, even though
that's also, like, related to gym bro culture.
Oh my God, I feel like we need a follow-up, like,
exactly
episode, but, like, yeah, but it is, that's it. So it's really difficult to take yourself out of the narrative, but it's something that's worth doing. It's something worth enduring,
exactly.
Because you need to have your own identity, sort of. You need to know where you are, because, like, truly nothing that society tells you can take away from your like, take away as a man, right? If mm-hmm. if you cry every day, if you are open about your emotions, if you're, like, vulnerable, you're sensitive, it doesn't make you any less of a man, honestly. Yeah. Like, that's just you. And if you identify as a man, I mean, that's how it is, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't take away from your value. And I feel like with also taking the step to reevaluate, awareness is really important. Obviously, that's like the purpose of our podcast. Mm-hmm. But obviously, having basic awareness is really important, and educating yourself is super important. Like, knowing that these, like, telltale signs of toxic masculinity exists, and then checking yourself on it is really important.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, even though it sounds like lame and all, like, it's really important. It'll help you grow as a person and help you sort of attain, like, nirvana, like, happiness, mm-hmm. like, genuine happiness.
And I feel like even, like, the people you surround yourself with, I feel like it would be important to, like, have a discussion with them. Not even just a discussion, like, if you see, like, something, like, okay, say you get offended over a joke, or your friend gets offended over a joke, and this other guy is like, hey, that's for girls only, you're not meant to be emotional. Maybe start by, like, calling him out, or being like, hey, no, that was actually offensive. Like, maybe, okay, having a sit-down conversation about things like this is kind of hard, especially with your friends who are, like, you know, like, in the joking around mood, and they'll think that you're ruining the mood. But that's the whole point. Like, you need to, like, break out of the...
You need to set your boundaries.
Also, yeah, set your boundaries.
Okay. I feel like a really big step is having, like, is educating parents. Mm-hmm. Because that's, as we said, like, product of generation values. And obviously that's, like, mainly with parents. Like, it's really important for parents to know the cruciality of creating a safe and, like, aware, or, like,
comfortable environment.
Yeah, for their sons. For the even the obviously daughters, like, whatever, like, your children, to know the damage that can happen because of these sort of mindsets. Okay, so it's so important for parents to sort of promote, like, healthy communication, and also to make sure that their children sort of know how to regulate their emotions.
Exactly, because punching a wall is not a good form of showing emotion, because crying is so much better, bro. What do you mean you want to punch a wall? Like, that is not manly, that's concerning.
Yeah, like, it really is. Like, you shouldn't...
Like, if
that's harming yourself.
If it's your coping mechanism, obviously I'm not going to sit here and make fun of you. But, like, it's just, like, a little bit concerning that that's what you...
Want to go to. Like, that's your first...
That's the first thought. Like, instead of just, like, sitting down and just, like, having a self-care moment, or, like... Oh, my God, one more thing. When men do skincare... People think it's not manly. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah!
You like, know, a man putting...
Guys, please do skincare. It's so important. You don't understand, especially if you're on your team. Like, having a solid skincare routine, like, washing your face, having a bath, being hygienic, is so important for yourself. Please have a skincare routine. It'll help you. It'll genuinely help you, especially if in your teen years, you're growing hormones. You'll feel better, okay? Just do it. So... promoting non-toxic and healthy relationships that are free from aggression, violence, and abuse is another very important thing of breaking out of this cycle. And I feel like there just has to be a lot more emphasis on mental health.
Yeah.
For
men. I think that's the main thing.
Yeah.
That's, like, the whole point of why we're doing this episode. Like, testosterone.
Mental health.
Yeah. but, like, yeah, it's, like, that's the main thing. Like, it's like, why is it that going to therapy is seen as something only girls do?
Like, not only therapy, but just opening up in general. I feel like we've been really repeating ourselves, so I really hope that all this really soaks into your brain. Like, please remember that having emotions, being open, being sensitive, being, you know, just overall, like, whatever you want to be. Be whatever you want to be, because that does not make you any less of a man, does not make you any more of a man.
Mm-hmm.
Just be who you want to be. That's all I can say at this point.
But the thing is, if what you want to be is misogynistic, like, violently misogynistic, please reevaluate your priorities.
Yeah, and please, try, take a step back, reevaluate who you want to be, reevaluate where that desire comes from. Mm-hmm. If it's coming from Andrew Tate... like, take a second.
Meditate.
Man. Breathe.
Do something.
Breathe. Okay? Yeah.
But I guess testosterone means no tears.